Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, starring Tom Cruise, will be released in theaters this coming July. It is the seventh installment in the Mission Impossible film series. Now, many of you may remember, years ago, the television show with the similar title, Mission Impossible. Each show always began with a scene with Mr. Phelps receiving a tape message describing his next mission. The tape invariably began, "Your mission, should you choose to accept it," you'll have to fill in the blank. Well, many of you work or have worked for companies that have a mission statement or a vision statement. If you read the front page of our bulletin, you might be able to recite back to me our parish mission statement. But I won't ask you to do that. I'll just tell you what it is. We are a welcoming community that is centered in the Eucharist. We are committed to the teachings of Jesus Christ, the traditions of the Roman Catholic Church, and the dignity of human life. We are a family that strives to learn and share our faith by living the Beatitudes and by reconciling ourselves with God and one another. Well, sometimes mission statements like ours and others can be sort of holy hopes written by a pastoral council, a committee, and then forgotten. However, sometimes they are the very core of an organization and are owned by all the stakeholders. The Beatitudes are Jesus's mission statement. They have often been called the Magna Carta of the Kingdom of Heaven. They reflect the very heart of Jesus. And therefore, as stewards and followers of Jesus, he commissions us to live these eight statements as both our vision and our mission. Stewardship is a way of life. Live gratefully for all that God has given to us. All the ways in which God has blessed our lives. For that is the meaning of beatitude. Well, we live in a society where success appears to be the heart of all that is good. The eight Beatitudes offer us a counter-cultural approach, a manifesto for a radically new world order, a world where humility and mourning and gentleness and peacefulness are what is blessed. And the Beatitudes lead us to a life lived in integrity and honesty. So what we hear and what we learn from Jesus' identification of who is blessed is something for us to hold at the very heart of our discipleship. And yet these Beatitudes are rather paradoxical. Take the very first one telling us, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." I mean, who among us would choose that? Poverty of spirit has a gift to offer us. It teaches us not to rely on ourselves, but to rely on God. It invites us to be grateful to God for the blessings we have received in our poverty and to return some of that blessing to others. Your stewardship has abundantly blessed our parish. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, the pastoral and finance councils began discussions about the appropriate time to make a stewardship appeal. Well, the time never did seem appropriate, as you can well imagine, during these past several years. But as my retirement from active pastoral ministry approaches in 5 months, we chose this Sunday to give you an account of our parish stewardship, how we have used your financial gifts for the support of our church here. So allow me to introduce a member of our finance council, Randy Argodi, who will share with you this report at this time. Randy?